properties. So what then you get is Black folks losing their businesses, losing the land, and really struggling. So today what we have in the Greenwood community is a community that is actually bustling, but it's not a community in which Black folks own most of the land.
The pins on this map mark just some of the more well-documented attacks on Black communities from the Civil War into the 1900s. But it doesn't include the countless other assaults on Black communities during this time period, from countless lynchings to entire Black communities being expelled from their towns by white mobs. The scale of damage here is, in many ways, incalculable. Families torn apart, communities destroyed, and generational wealth erased. Like many other communities impacted by these type of racist attacks throughout history, Black residents of Tulsa and Elaine are still looking for justice and some semblance of closure.
I would love to know what happened to my people or my family, and if I can figure out what happened to them, if I could get information, that would be great. But I know that they're not going to give it to us.
Who owes the people? That argument could be had on a lot of different levels. You know, the governor himself participated in the massacre. So is the state responsible? The governor asked for federal troops to be sent in. Is the federal government responsible? Is the local government responsible? Are individuals responsible? So there's a lot of blame to throw around in this one. One of the things that makes this difficult is this lack of bodies. But if we're able to find mass graves and then connect those bodies to living individuals, we have people who have been harmed and people that you can pay reparations to.
When I think about reparations, I think of the denotation of the term. What does the term actually mean? It means to make amends or to repair damage. The fundamental question is there damage in this community that is in need of repair that we can trace back to 1921? I don't know anybody who can answer no to that question. The hard part is really talking through the nature of the damage and in terms of remediation, what things work best.
That's the only way we can get back to where we were. If we get that reparations, restitution, remedy, whatever word you wanted to use, a comprehensive plan that provides a remedy and benefit to those who suffered the harm.
There could be targeted economic investments in the Black community, the community most harmed by the massacre. Curriculum reform. The whole point of curriculum reform is to include this history as an integral part of the curriculum, such that the errors of the past are not made again, and such that people, specifically Black people, see themselves reflected in ways that embolden them and give them the psychological power to be creators and entrepreneurs in the present.
Without history, we don't have a true understanding of our nation, particularly our nation's most marginalized communities.
Somehow we need to be able to present this history as our history. And to help people understand that you're not responsible for the past. I'm not responsible for what my ancestors did, but I'm obligated to the present to do what I can to make things better.
Well, hello. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web browser. Yes, you can listen to us there as well as just look at our website. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in Pittsburgh. The Associated Artists of Pittsburgh present Featured Artists Exhibition, an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly featured artist series, from horsehair pattern ceramics to laser-cut acrylic pieces. The exhibition shows the variety of practices and styles of Pittsburgh-based artists. It's all on display now through April 2nd at the gallery at 143rd Street, 143rd Street, Unit 107 in Lawrenceville. The hours are 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, with additional Saturdays posted online, although I don't know that you have any more Saturdays because it ends on April 2nd. For more information, visit aapgh.org or give them a call at 412-361-1370. At the Harris Theater this week is the Finnish masterpiece Compartment Number 6. A young Finnish woman escapes an enigmatic love affair in Moscow by boarding a train to the Arctic port of Murmansk. Explore the unexpected truths about human connection in this film. Compartment Number 6 will be shown at the Harris Theater now until April 7th. Harris Theater is at 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, visit trustarts.org. Carnegie Mellon's Master of Fine Arts 2022 graduates will be exhibiting their work at the Miller ICA Gallery on the CMU campus. Marianne Hoffmeister Castro, Lena Chen, Petra Floyd, and Matthew McGaughey present their exhibit called Untitled Affairs. The MFA program at CMU's School of Art is an interdisciplinary, experimental, research-based program that challenges artists to recognize social context and civic engagement as paramount within contemporary art. Students are encouraged to employ a comparative and intersectional approach to critical and cultural theories, allowing this inquiry to inform and expand what it means to be an artist and to make art within our contemporary condition. The works are on display now through April 17th at the Miller ICA Gallery in the Purnell Center for the Arts on the CMU campus. For more information, visit miller-ica.cmu.edu. And finally, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a snack. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339. Which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert list tonight. You can go to the Roxy and catch Mayhem, Watain, and Midnight. Theoretically, that starts at 6 p.m., but I suppose it could. Javier Sanchez will be at Kingfly Spirits. Distelfink will be at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Mr. Small's Theater is hosting Fit for a King, along with Silent Planet, Hollow Front, and Avoid. The Slackers will be at the Craft House, along with Inco Fido. Sasami is at the Club Cafe with Jigsaw Youth. Corrine will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's along with Some Faith. The Henhouse Prowlers are at Thunderbird, and Spirit is hosting actors along with the Shadow Event, Middle Children, and DJ Erica Scary. Tomorrow night, you can go to the Craft House to catch Attack Attack along with Conquer Divide Until I Wake across the, well, and across the White Water Tower. Dan Boubien and the Delta Struts will be at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Jerry Cantrell will be at the Roxian. Slaughter will be at Jurgles. On Friday, Oregon Trail will be at the Black Forge Coffee House, along with Stagnator, Post Mortal Possession, Bethal, and Belle the Booth. I think that's the one in McKeesport, but I am not 100% sure. You might want to check before you drive to Allentown. The Stone Throwers will be at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Hit Like a Girl is at the Roboto Project, along with St. Agatha and Over the Weather. Pup will be at the Roxian, along with the Cloud Nothings and Pink Shift. Stage AE Club is hosting Wolf Alice, along with Charlie Hickey. Spirit is hosting Obituary, along with Gruesome and 200 Stab Wounds. It's a happy day when there are competing metal shows in Pittsburgh. Lavender Country will be at the Government Center, along with Paisley Fields, Austin Lucas, Jeff Holden, and Thousands of Bees. Let's see, Ace Frehley will be at Jurgles, Moon Hooch will be at Mr. Smalls, along with Jason Leach and Orange Music. And finally, Aqueous will be at Thunderbird, along with Trailheads. On Saturday, Piper Raquel will be at Mr. Smalls. Vicious Blade will be at Black Forge, along with Cruel Bomb, Constant Hell, Negative 13, and Train Wrecked, which should be a very good show. Bad Love and Friends will be at Preserving Underground, along with Eddie Irwin, CZ, and Prodigy X. Thunderbird is hosting an early show with Kishi Bashi and Tall Tall Trees. In this case, early looks like it means 6:30, so not super early. Zurich Cloud Motors will be at the Government Center, along with God Plutonium, Spectres, and Sober Clones. Nate Cross will be having an EP release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls. Smoking Section will be having a plain old show at the Oaks Theater. Stationary Pebbles will be at the Club Cafe, along with Broctopus and Nestor. The Greer Cabaret Theater is hosting J.M. the Poet, Treble NLS, and Nate N808, and DJ Femi. Soccer Mommy is at Mr. Smalls, along with Peel Dream Magazine. The Craft House is hosting EXTC, which is XTC's Terry Chambers and Friends, along with Mick Francis and the New Romantics. And the late show at the Thunderbird is Nautix with Walter Wilde and Tyro. Late show in this case means it starts at 11 p.m., which is pretty late. On Sunday, you can go to Preserving Underground and catch Integrity, along with Age of Apocalypse, Savage Mystic, and Cold Concrete. The Craft House is hosting Wednesday 13, along with Seven Fatal Guns and The Cheats. On Monday, Preserving Underground has Second Death, along with God of Nothing, Pickwick Commons, Spirit Breaker, Cutting Ties, and Gloom Doom. And finally, on next Tuesday, you can go to Mr. Smalls for the Amity Affliction, along with Archetypes Collide and the Seafloor Cinema, or you could go to Preserving Underground for Inferious, Casket Maker Divisive, Grave Birth, and Speaking in Tongues, or you could go to the Craft House for Doyle, along with Rocky Dennis Face. You make the call. Anyway, if you, your musical ensemble, your social event, if you'd like your thing announced in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance, radio-calendar@wrct.org. This is where I remind everybody that WRCT is supported in part by the fine folks at Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. They are presently hosting the Pittsburgh Japanese Film Festival, at least until the 31st. So, what else can I tell you in this mountain of talking that I am doing right now? I can tell you that you can help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you are sick, and wash your hands often. Thirdly, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. I'm done talking. This is Sun.
Thank you.
No, hold the applause. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, a show called Consolidation on your favorite radio station. That was Tylo Weber, Sebastian Gill, and Thomas Steiger, a song called Madles, from a compilation called Music for Ukraine, which is a benefit compilation put out by the Weeby Jazz folks. You can get it on Bandcamp. Highly recommended. Valentina Goncharova before that, with playing along with Pekka Araksinen. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but from the LP called Recordings 1987-1991, Volume 2, that was a song called Terrible Woman. Before that was Robbie Lee and Leah Bertucci with Bags, Boxes, and Bubbles from their Wind Bells Falls LP. We started off some time ago with Sun doing Pyroclasts F from the album entitled Meta Benevolence BBC 6 Music Live on the invitation of Mary Ann Hobbs. So, let's see. This is where I tell you things. Like the fact that right now millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist's visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It is a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That is healthcare.gov. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause Tuesdays, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. In the background, we've got Teleplas Miste. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly either, but it's kind of a theme. A song called To Kiss Earth Goodbye from a compilation called Slava Ukraini. A reminder that Friday is Bandcamp Day, where all of the proceeds go to the artists. There are a number of very nice benefit albums for the Ukraine effort against the invading censoring myself for radio, those jerks from Russia. But Yeah, the Music for Ukraine compilation is quite nice. The Slava Ukraine compilation is quite nice. If you go to Bandcamp and Google, you can find you Google Ukraine benefit. You can find a number of things. A recent one that was just posted is called Band Together, a benefit for Ukraine, featuring artists like Ted Leo, Unsane, Death Pill, Gray Cell, Terror Scum, lots of great bands. If you go to wrct.org and look at the schedule and look at this show and look at the playlist from 316, I played entirely Ukrainian artists, Ukrainian artists. Maybe go give them some cash. Couldn't hurt. Anyway, so I have to admit, what's the phrasing? I am feeling poorly. So the healing power of music is not working on me so far. So I'm going to cop out a little bit and steal an idea from Sean from A Minute Pause. A few weeks ago, WRCT had their Massive Music Weekend, where we played half-hour blocks of our favorite artists. And I did four of those, and they all aired at, oh my god, 1:00 in the morning. So, as an option for that allows me to sit quietly, I'm going to bring you those. Enjoy.